This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
7 minutes going past 8 o'clock. Good morning. My name is Enoch Bavire, and we are getting into the first conversation on the show. So on Saturday night, we got a report that there was a fire at D-Line, Kaduna Street to be precise, just across from the Fruit Garden Market. Property raised. Sunday afternoon, we got another call that there was a fire at Rumokoro. We went there and we saw what had happened. An underground tank was there and several surface tanks, maybe about 20 of them or more. In a compound beside a bank. In front, it looks like they're doing business, selling, you know, items. And then yesterday morning, just as I was rounding off my show, we got another call from Nimbe Jetty in town, Axis of Port Harcourt, that there was another fire. So the one in town, it was a boat, a market boat. So the market boat looks like it has two layers. So that's where they put the items, then there's where the people seat, and then it caught fire and it caught all the boats that were in the water at that time. The River State Police Command has come out to say that four people were burnt to death beyond recognition. One of the eyewitnesses said the boats actually sank and the dead bodies were there, so it took the divers to bring them out. So we are talking to the River State Commissioner for Natural Resources and Energy this morning. Dr. Peter Mayday joins me via the phone to tell us exactly what's going on and what has been established across, you know, the three incidents is that the fire was sparked by illegally stored crude products. So illegally refined, yes. And then they were stored, and that's how the fire sparked. I'd like to know what the government has found out. Perhaps they have more information on that. And this matter of, you know, bunkery and cooking of, you know, oil and all that, the governor has said nothing can be done about it. And the governor has accused the military and the police. We'll hear from the commissioner on that as well. And when it comes to this matter of fire emergencies, how has the government handled it thus far? We're live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Good morning, Dr. Media. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's get some information from the side of the government about the three fire incidents of the last 3 days. What do you know?
Thank you. Well, the last three fire incidents is very, very unfortunate. In the state, and as government, we are very concerned about the loss of lives and property. So we are so worried, and we have been so proactive. That's why you can see all the officers of government have been very, very concerned. We've been at the fire scene. We've been able to see on the spot what we thought could have been the cause of this fire. This kind of situation is very, very unfortunate. However, let's look at the spot assessment we had on the D-Line fire, as well as the Rumokoro area fire, where I personally visited. The D-Line, we got an emergency call that the fire was coming up from as a result of gas leakage. And because we have a gas pipeline from Transamadi up to the MPA area, passing through the railway, by the very close to the point to where we had the fire in D-Line. So it was our concern immediately that night when we got the report, of the incident. So the first thing I tried to do was to call the company, which is in partnership with River State Government, managing the pipeline, to depressurize the line, so that in case it was a leakage from that line, we'll be able to cut the supply, which may be a gap. But after that has been done, the fire went on unabated, and our team went there to see that it was not from our pipeline, neither was it from our facility. So by 1 a.m., all efforts were done and the fire were extinguished. First thing in the morning, by 6, I went there. When I got there, what I saw is that it is the premises of a company that is not in operation. And because it's not in operation, the premises has been converted to all sorts of activities, no legal and illegal activities. In fact, I saw food from the food market stored there. I saw cooking utensils, cooking items. I saw a lot of other things, including some tank, which could be have been used for the storage of petroleum products. And so that's what I saw on the spot. And we are very concerned because the way the fire went, it could have been as a result of high combustible material, which petroleum product could be one. However, it was very premature for us to be able to say exactly what caused that, because there will be the need for investigation to be able to reveal what exactly may have caused it. Later on Sunday, we also got another report that fire to Atumukuru area. When I got there yesterday morning, I saw for myself several underground and tanks suspected to also be used for petroleum storage or petroleum activities. Well, we are very, very concerned with all these activities as a government. But you see, one thing that is very, very obvious is that these activities of people storing petroleum products carelessly and in manners that are not expected to be are in neighborhoods, and people are seeing it. People see it. People don't draw the attention of government to it. Take the Rumokuru home, for example. You go to the premises, you will see that it shares things with the New Generation Bank. And that bank has a historic building, meaning that all the people transacting business in that bank, including the staff of the bank, including security people at the bank, can from there cite what is happening in that premises. On the other side of the premises too, there's a church, there's an event center, meaning that all sort of people come there to host their events and they see. The church runs activities there on daily basis and they see what is happening. Nobody is patriotic enough to draw the attention of government to it. So this is the kind of thing we are seeing in the state. And we are very, very concerned that the trouble we are having in the state in terms of management and mismanagement of petroleum resources needs to be averted, and everybody needs to contribute in one way or the other to help government to solve this problem. So this is the reality, my dear sister.
All right, so what action has the government taking other than, you know, the concern?
Well, you know that we will not be able to take any action until we have a report of the investigation that has been conducted there to know what are the causes of this thing. But I'm aware that the both premises have been sealed off by government, so that nobody go in there until investigation is completed. And if it is found that some people have neglect or failed to do what they're supposed to do, then government will take action that is necessary to see how they can punish offenders and also see what they can do to ensure that this kind of thing does not happen again in terms of deterrent. So this is the reality on the situation. This is the reality.
All right, so we've been hearing reports from, you know, listeners. We've seen some ourselves about how cooking of crude oil, what we call coal fire, has been going on, you know, like it's a party right now. You know, initially it looked like it was on the islands, but now it's even on land. If you drive from here, you're going towards Ahura, you see the smoke sometimes, maybe one of the sites caught fire. You see people buying crude by the roadside. My colleague told me of a night market last Friday. Is it that the government is not aware? Now, let's not even talk about the storage facilities at Port Harcourt Township Access and other parts of town.
Well, they say that government is not aware of it. But you see, you need to understand the reality of how government works. We're talking of petroleum product, and anything about petroleum-related product, oil and gas-related product, is on the exclusive legislative list of government. And because it's on the exclusive legislative list of government, it is the role of a particular organ of government to deal with those issues. However, because this thing is in our state, we cannot say because if the federal government has not done this, we can also not do what we are supposed to do. But by the way, how did we come to where we are? We are where we are today because all our refineries are failed. When our refineries were working, people do not have the need to go and do what they are doing now. Because if you do it, nobody will buy it from you. So the scarcity created by the inoperation of our refinery has led people into creating the product to be available. That is where we are coming from. Now we are up to this point. All the things that are happening now are supposed to be controlled and contained by federal government. The agencies of federal government that are responsible for this activity are all in the state. You talk about the security agency. You talk about the NMPC officers, and they are all in the state. So we cannot rule out compromise in the situation we find ourselves. Yes, we are getting reports of compromise. But the thing is, the people who are in the neighborhood where this thing are happening, have they reported to our ministry? There's a ministry in the state that is responsible for this, to support this oil-related activity in the state. And that is my ministry. And what we have done as a ministry is that we've been able to set up two funded hospitals with dedicated phone lines. And we have asked the public, we've done a lot of sensitization. When you see all this thing, or when you hear it, when you have them in your neighborhood, call this dedicated line and so that we will be able to know what we can do. We are partnering with Co-Fire. We are partnering with Gas Decanted. We are doing all this. In fact, you know, we have been very lucky that we don't have gas explosion in the state. That does not mean that it does not exist. If I tell you what the kind of report we receive on daily basis from these frontline officers, and once we receive this report, what we do is that we move the respective department, if it is petroleum related, we ask the Department of Petroleum in our ministry to move in there. If it's gas related, we ask the team from the gas department to move in. By the time they come back with their findings, we ensure that we go there to seal that place temporarily and do a report to DPR. When we do a report to DPR, it is not DPR to close it out. If DPR will take it from where we started, if they reopen the place, fine. If they continue permanently stealing, fine, because we don't have the power to seal the place permanently. So what we try to do our own best to monitor. And that is why it's important for people in the state to help us. Call our dedicated number. When you see these things in your neighborhood, as you speak now, because of the sensitization I did yesterday, I just got a report directly to my line of a gas plant being built in a neighborhood. And I'm taking up the matter immediately yesterday with DPR, because they are the people who have the power to grant permits and license for these activities.
Okay.
So we are doing our very best, but we want people to be patriotic. We want security agencies to also be up on their game to be able to see what they can do, because the report of compromise we are hearing is enormous.
Okay.
What do we do? It's a collective fight for all of us to see what we can do to fight this menace of society.
All right, so we have...
I agree. People say that, oh, there is no job. Yes, there is no job. But the fact that there is no job, does that justify you going into criminality? Does that justify you going into illegality? So, but I have no sympathy. I have no sympathy, and I will repeat again, no sympathy for those ones that goes to those points where they are cooking and doing these illegal activities, and there is fire incident, and their properties and themselves are caught bomb. Because what did you go there to look for?
Yeah, but then again, if you look at the incident of yesterday, sir, the incident of yesterday...
Hold on.
No, hold on, sir. The incident of yesterday that involved market women, how was it even their fault? Did they even know that they had that, that...
I have not gone there. Because we had several programs yesterday. But from the report we are getting, when you are entering a boat and you say it's 20, 30 jerrycans containing petroleum product, and you are entering that boat, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? Common sense. What does that tell you? Do people know the sensitivity?
It also says that it's a regular occurrence. It's normal, so they don't think that today will be a day that it will be night.
No. That it is a regular offense that occurring does not make an illegality legal.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what they could have been saying it. They've seen it long enough.
No, that's what I'm saying. You should be sensitive.
No, but how is it?
Hold on, you ask a question. You want to ask an answer? Allow me to answer the question, please. We are very responsible government. We are doing our very best. You have heard everybody, our jingle, on these illegal activities going on, and for people to be proactive, for people to be sensitive, for people to be careful. You have heard, we are playing this everybody on your station. We pay. We are playing this everybody on radio stations in this state. Government is paying for it. Beyond that, we also have what we have presently put in place, because we have observed that there is high patronage of these people. That's why they are doing what they are doing. Presently, my ministry has developed an app, and we have been able to convince the ownership of petrol stations in River State to buy in with us. We have been able to get GPR to also buy in with us. That app, what are we trying to do? We are trying to use it to discourage patronage. And how do we think it will work? If you look at River State, see where the problem is. River State, we have notoriety that are producing fertilizer in Oné. We have Indorama. We have Bua Cement. We have Dangote. We have the MPS. Can you see the number of trucks leaving River State every day on daily basis? In fact, the one producing refinery, fertilizer. The fertilizer store is in Kaduna. The base is in River State. Where it is being produced, it is trucked from River State to Kaduna. And until they get to Kaduna, that's when they will distribute it to other states, including back to River State. Now, that informs the number of trucks that leave River State. All these trucks use diesel to power their engine. And because they use diesel, a lot of them patronize these roadside people. Just as you are saying on the way to Ahuda, you will see all these trucks patronizing these people. And so what we are trying to do now is that for every truck now existing River State, you must show us receipt of the source of diesel. Where did you buy your diesel from?
Sir, are you serious?
If you say you buy it from a filling station, you must show the receipt. Because all the filling stations are expected to migrate on.
Why are you not going to the source? Why are you going to the people? Why are you not going to the source?
We cannot go to the source because we are not federal government.
And
the state government, hold on. Because you see, we must remove a bias.
Which is what you're bringing in.
We must face the reality. Hold on. Let me tell you. We don't have the power to control the source. We don't control the pipeline.
No, but we're talking about the people that cook and sell.
Can you hold on? I will stop this call if you're not ready to listen to me.
No, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. I'm not talking about... No, you're missing the point, sir. I'm asking about those people who are cooking. No, hold on. You're not answering my question.
I'm not supposed to answer your question the way you want.
No, it's not. No, listen to the question first. I'm asking about those who are cooking the oil, who are cooking illegally. But clamping down on those people. And you're measuring the federal government.
The people who are cooking, who is supposed to stop them from cooking?
They're cooking in River State.
Is it a security agency? Are they under the control of the governor of the state? Are they under River State? Do the governor control the city? Does it control the Air Force commander? Does it control the Army commander? Does the governor control the civil defense commander in the state? The governor is only a logistic officer. It's only chief security officer of this state.
Excuse me?
Providing logistics, which you are aware. His Excellency the governor graciously provided all this logistics for them. Is this the governor that's supposed
to... So if the governor is providing all these things, it means that they have a good relationship. It means they have a good relationship, right?
Listen to me. We have a responsible government in this state.
Yes, so they have a good relationship with the security agencies.
The government has the best of relationship with this.
So why are they not working together to curb this? If they do have a good relationship, why are they not working together to curb this?
We need to provide for them. We have provided logistics for them to do their work. we have a robust relationship. The state governor has periodic review of the State Security Council meeting, and all these issues are taken up. But I'm telling you what we can do as a state. What we can do is sensitization, which we are doing.
Okay.
What we can do, we are doing sensitization.
Mm.
You cannot deny that in your station that you are not heard of as being jingle. We are doing it.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. So the government is doing sensitization. The governor has provided logistics for the for the security agencies, and that's all you can do. You cannot go to their sites to check what they're doing. So we have a commercial that needs to play now. So just we'll take a breather. We'll take a breather for 13 or so minutes. But what the commissioner has said is that the governor has a great relationship with these agencies to provide logistics. Then they do awareness. That's all they can do. And I'm asking him, they cook in River State. Are you saying that the commissioner or the Ministry of Energy and Natural Resources can't go to those camps, can't stop the cooking? Because it's when they cook that we get supply and then we can buy. And then again, I just recollected that the governor was in Abuja, was it last week, to talk to the IG about the invasion of Mary Odeli's house. Did he by any chance mention that we have a coal fire problem, illegal refining, and his men are involved actively, that some of them have been alleged to have cooking pots themselves? We'll talk after the commercial. My name is Eno Ogbevire. Stay tuned.
Let me sit down about it. Everybody's involved. The military is involved. Police is involved. If not, there's no way Bunker can continue. It's a terrible thing. I don't know. What I should take the issue of bunkering to be even be more serious than treason. If you go around and see what has happened to our environment, you will pity for us. There should be another civilized way to go about it so that while you are doing the right thing, let us not die. Can't be doing the right thing and we're dying. Even we should find another way to see whether to reduce this suit. And unfortunately, we have no helper except to speak on church, to pray to God, to turn the minds of our people who are involved in this bunkering act.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We've got just about 10 minutes to wrap this up this morning, but we have Joseph Obele of IPMAN. He says he has something to say about, police involvement in illegal oil refining business or activities, and he would like to say something. So I'll just listen to him for a minute or two, then we go back to the commissioner. I've seen some of your questions, so we'll get the commissioner back on the phone and he would answer your questions, and then we move. Dr. Obele, good morning. Let's hear you on this matter.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah. So you...
I want to state categorically that the issue of small fire is not a state concern of River State per se, because all the nine states of Niger Delta are having such activity.
Yeah, but not in this magnitude. Not in this magnitude. Go on. Focus on, the police part of the matter.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go on.
So branding it as is an activity only in River State is not really fair to our state, owing to the contributions of the state government towards security. And secondly, I want to say we shouldn't really paint it as if police is the culprit or they're not really doing that job. The terrain where these groups are operating is even difficult for indigenous of the community. That is going to talk about the Nigeria police. They are doing a great job, and I want to say that the commissioner of police we have in River State right in the limit 3 weeks ago has been called for 58 calls. So who has done that before, like tracing back on activities of the past? So the police are doing a great job in River State. The River State government is doing a great job. And our boys have got sensitive to such a way that this product that we find in Cosmo Fire, it was having sensitive before we start having a flashpoint, because every idiot to pass a laboratory test must have better than the flashpoint. As we speak right now, that upgraded it, that it has a flashpoint. There's no laboratory analysis anywhere that this product will not pass.
All right, thank you very much. We move to messages now. We're getting Dr. Midi back on the phone. Where are we? When it comes to taking responsibility to deal with problems in the state, the governor cannot do anything. But when it comes to putting curfew and making sure security agents enforce it, the governor will be ready available to do it. We know all these things. Real estate government knows how to shift blame and pretend they can't do anything, even when it's obvious. Mike is in New Road. Dr. Mede, the Honorable Commissioner, is missing it. State Commissioner, as a grassroots agent of the federal government that is responsible for energy, has the power to go and fight for what matters to his Ministry of Energy and what is an interest to the government, whether it be federal or state. That's why he's there at the state level to halt it, report to the national, anything going wrong within his state for necessary action. What happened at Rumokoro is the federal government, but because people around there could not report appropriately, see what has happened. Bob says when it comes to imposed lockdown, the state governor, the same security agencies implement the governor's order without waiting for federal control. Who provides the security guards to the commissioner himself? Bob is asking. All the top security personnel are involved in oil bunkery. Please leave that man. All of them have certain percentage you're collecting from those boys. Allegations. Government response to the issue of fire outbreak in university is not something to be proud of, and I'm agitating for the establishment of a fire service in every local government area for easy access and quick response to fire incidents. As for the citizens who store up these dangerous products in their domain, I wonder if they think about their lives before money. Victor Marcus, tell the commissioner that when we report these cases, the police will go there, collect money from these boys, and that will be the end. Your life could be in danger because police can reveal your identity to the boys when they get settled. We've had experiences. Tell Mr. Commissioner that the banks and the churches buy diesel from those dealers because it's cheaper for them. Secondly, the security agents know all the places where these businesses are. Thirdly, sir, it is the main source of survival in Port Harcourt and indeed River State. EOU sent that from Burakiri. I'm now informing the commissioner that the Choba River and Manowar Center in Omoko are full of illegal bunkering activities. We find it difficult to breathe because of soot within this area. Tonye sent that in. Mentioning a new generation bank stood around the place, will I leave my business in the bank and be looking around buildings in the vicinity? Will I be doing my business and the job of security agents at the same time? That's a question there. Commissioner, good morning, sir. Since you said that the governor is not in charge of security, how did you arrest those drivers who bought the product? Or how do you arrest the drivers who bought those products? My question is, which organization is to be held responsible over this illegal bunkering of products in River State? What is the actual solution to this situation right now, sir? NSCDC should read out their mandates. Public should be involved, informed about the action of the officers of NSCDC. They should look for a new way or a new headquarters because of the health of suspects. Okay? If the state government is not in charge, how did the governor of River State demolish Eastern Bypass or Netrila Park and many others? If the governor wants to stop Wufire today, it will end in the next 24 hours, JJ. He's an economist, so his answers are not in line. Justice, send that in from Port Harcourt. So let's get back to Dr. Mede on the phone. So what exactly can the state government do at this point? Because the governor has said security agents are either in it, military in it. God will help us. So what should citizens expect from the government from now on, especially with the fires that, you know, we've experienced the last 3 days?
Thank you, Emma. Well, like I was saying, we are doing what we can do as a government to see what we can do to solve this problem. There is a problem on our hands. However, let me inform the River people that last week, River State government hosted the National Council on Hydrocarbon. That hosting right was given to us for the first time. River State was hosting that council, and that is the perfect council where all decisions and policies that have to do with oil and gas related activities in Nigeria is being taken to formulate the policy. We hosted it. The government granted permission to host it and they provided funds to host it. In that meeting, we were able to bring to reality to the delegates from all the states and the federal government and the federal minister of petroleum resources. The reality of what is happening in River State, the blue fire issue, the black city issue, we brought all to fore. We did that as also part of the responsibility of the state to be able to draw attention to this problem. So it's not that government is unmindful of this problem. We are facing this problem, and it is a collective activity to solving it. Before we went on break, I was trying to tell you what we are doing to be able to take away the supply. If you take away the demand from these activities, you will succeed in reducing to the direct minimum the patronage of these people. Because if they take the risk to go and see the crew, they take the risk to cook, and then nobody is buying it, the next time they will not go. And that's why we are trying to control the demand. That is within our power.
Okay.
We are trying to do sensitization. Okay. That is between our powers. There's an extent to which you can take action.
All right.
People are talking about lockdown. Okay, is the government going to lock down the pipeline? Is it going to lock down the pipeline? Is it going to lock down people's home? Even as we are speaking now, in almost all our neighborhoods, we are seeing where this thing is being done. And I challenge anybody who brings a report of a place that has this kind of product in their premises, we are going to steal that premises. And government is going to confiscate that premises. So we're not going to take this thing for a pint of salt, because when the fire occurs, it does not only consume them and their facilities and their properties, it consumes other innocent people and their facilities. Mm-hmm. And that is why everybody must be patriotic enough.
All right.
You must be patriotic enough.
All right, don't say.
For us to solve this problem.
People would like
the media must be patriotic.
Yes.
The individuals must be patriotic. The security agencies must be patriotic. We must all do this.
So the people
who are also in these activities must be patriotic enough to look at the impact of it on society, both environmentally and security-wise. So all these things we need to do.
Okay.
Like I was saying before.
Apologies, sir. We don't have more than 2 minutes to do this. People would like to know how they can report people storing products in their homes. Do you have a number? You have an address?
Yes, we have a number. Well, that's part of the intervention of my ministry. We created two front desk officers, and they are responsible to receive complaints from the public. If you are in your neighborhood and you see any of these activities going on, call these numbers, and the two numbers are 090-684-63-211. I take that again. 090-684-63-211. The second line, 080-2276-2104. I take that again. 080-2276-2104. These are deliberate actions we are taking as a state to see how we can contribute to solving this problem. So we expect people to be patriotic enough. And I can assure you, there is no call we receive from this number that we will not take proactive steps to be able to solve this problem. And any premises in this state that will find these activities going on, that premises will be sealed and it will be forfeited to government. Government will take over that premises. So it's a clear call for everybody to join us to solve this problem.
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Peter Medi, for your time. Just wondering, what can I say? That's all we'll take this morning. But I'd like to play what the governor said in closing.
You know, this bunker cannot stop. Let me see that about it. Everybody's involved. The military is involved. Police is involved. If not, there's no way bunker can continue. It's a terrible thing. I don't know. Whether we should take the issue of bunkering to be even more serious than treason. If you go around and see what has happened to our environment, you will pity for us. There should be another civilized way to go about it so that while you are doing the right thing, let us not die. Can't be doing the right thing and we're dying. People should find another way to see whether to reduce this suit. And unfortunately, we have no helper except to still continue to pray to God to turn the minds of our people who are involved in this bunkering act.
That would leave the question, is the state government engaging the federal government on this matter at all or enough? My name is Enoa Gwevere. Thank you for your time. Good morning.